to start our district final tonight between the Alcona Tigers and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. I am Brad Allen alongside Andy Beebe. Let's take a run through the starting lineups tonight. Let's start for the Alcona Tigers. Reminder, they will not have Liz Henderson tonight. They also will not have Rachel Layton tonight, both out with injuries. Rachel Layton got that injury during the last contest. So their starting lineup tonight is number 3, Carolyn Forsythe. Number 10, Lily Bilby. Number 14, Anna Lawyer. Number 30, Karen Charbonneau. Number 42, Kelsey Hansen. And for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals, they will start number 12, Kylie Billiter. Number 15, Allie Schmidt. Number 20, Sarah Santiago. Number 34, Cameron Gibson. And number 44, Paige Zielinski. We've been talking about, as Tim Haskin gives the starting lineups to the crowds here tonight, and also with the talks about the officials, gets them set for tonight before we get started here. But we've been talking that it's going to be important for Whittemore Prescott to take advantage of some outside shots. But, you know, one thing that also, if you don't have Henderson, you don't have Layton, you might be able to take advantage of a little bit of inside buckets, too, because you don't have those rim protectors. And I'm not saying you can necessarily get anybody in foul trouble, but you can maybe have a little bit more opening at the rim.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, at this point, when you're looking at the inside pressure that Alcona is now going to feature, you're looking at Hansen, number 42. And so that could be a target for Whittemore. Like, hey, let's try and be a little bit more aggressive towards Hansen, see if we can force her to at least knock her off her game a little bit, maybe get in her head, or possibly get her into foul trouble, because if they have to pull Hansen off, then that means Alcona is just running that much more thin in terms of their depth down low, something that they have been working on with underclassmen, but we haven't quite seen that in gameplay yet. So we don't really know how the underclassmen are going to be fitting in with this Alcona offense. So yeah, we'll see if Whittemore can be a little bit more aggressive, possibly take advantage of that down low. Absolutely, great call.
Yeah, so we'll see what can happen as, again, we work through these starting lineups. Tim Haskin, the voice of the Taos area Braves, who's still going to be our public address announcer tonight, makes it through our starting lineups. And he's quite the opposite of really a lot of other public address announcers who just rip through the starting lineups as fast as they can. He really makes it special for the players out here who get the full treatment tonight. That's the only thing missing is the flashing strobe lights for each player.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why aren't we? It could be just like at at Alcona's home.
Yeah,
the flashing headlights on the corner.
Yeah, and they have the whoever it is, the flashlights on their phone. Yeah, do that for them. That's real nice. I'm not sure who the visiting team tonight is going to be. I think it's going to be Alcona with the colored jerseys, but I never remember if colored jerseys is home or away sometimes.
I feel like white's always home, right?
I feel like it, but, you know, different sports, it changes different things. You know, Hockey does it different than baseball, and college basketball does it different than whatever. So we'll see which team is. We get our last starter announced, and we'll be just about ready to go as you and I continue to try to fill time here before the start of tonight's game. Again, the way this works is the visiting team will get the basketball. The home team will get it at the start of the second half. So, start has been announced. Each group in their huddles as they get set for tonight's basketball game in the district final here in Division 3, District 68.
Yeah, this could be a fun one. I'm curious to see how Whittemore responds and how they react on defense. If they're going to be, you know, a little bit tighter down low to try and force the outside shot for Alcona, because I mean they did throw up a few threes.
Thanks for spending your night time with me on KJC Country 104.7 FM. You can call me toll free at 1-800-5.
Thank you, Leah. All right, Andy, go ahead and continue.
But yeah, I mean, we'll see how Whittemore responds on offense, on defense, if they're going to tighten up down low or if they're going to play a little bit more aggressive towards three-point land.
Well, Forsythe gets the basketball, and we're underway here for the Alcona Tigers. And Anna Lawyer now takes it off the handoff as Alcona starts with the basketball here tonight in this Division 3 District 68 final. Bilby has it at the corner. Handoff to Charbonneau. A left-handed layup is no good. Rims out. Rebound underneath by Bilby. She goes up. Can't finish. Ball tipped around. Rebound by Charbonneau. And the Tigers get a third shot at it here. They get it back out to Forsythe at the top of the key. They get it out to Hanson, who tossed it down low to Lawyer. Reverse layup by Lawyer, no good. Rebound inside by Hanson, who goes up and finishes.
Fifth time's a try. I mean, if you're able to get those rebounds, those second chance opportunities, Whittemore's got to work a little bit better on them. The boards have a tough start there on defense. We'll see if they turn it. Well, they pick it up, but they turn it right back over and give it to Arcona.
Lawyer gets the pass to Bilby, who moves down court and sees nothing there. Kicks it out to Forsythe. Right corner, that's Anna Lawyer. She knocked down a couple of threes. Now she gets it inside to Hanson. Left-handed shot, no good. Bilby gets the rebound, loses it, gets it, the ball back, and now we have a jump ball underneath. So Bilby picking up right where she left off with the rebounding numbers already in this game. 6:54 remaining in our first quarter. It is Alcona 2, and Whittemore Prescott nothing. And now they are changing the, that they're changing the jump ball to Whittemore Prescott ball, as Alcona started with the basketball.
I was going to say, that was our first jump ball today. I mean, we're only a minute in.
Allie Schmidt will bring it up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. She goes, tosses it deep. Now down low to Santiago. Santiago, handoff inside. That is Billiter with the shot. No good. Rebound underneath by Bilby. She'll get it out to Forsythe. Forsythe on the run, guarded by Schmidt. Stops in the lane. Spin move up, blocked. Ball's on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball again, and this time it'll stay with the Alcona Tigers.
One thing for Whittemore, trying to break the press, I'd like to see, you know, the girls be, I mean, probably strategically be a little bit closer to the ball, because if you're throwing passes about 20 feet down the court, that's a little bit more dangerous, not able to keep possession.
Charbonneau hands it outside for the Tigers, tosses it inside to the free throw line. It is grabbed by Forsythe. Forsythe in the lane, goes up, shot is blocked, second shot, and she'll be fouled. Looks like the foul will go on number 44. That's Paige Zielinski. That's her first.
Either team really looking for jump shots. I feel like every single shot taken so far in this first minute and a half have been inside the paint, right underneath the basket, but haven't really been falling too well for either team.
Forsythe's first free throw is a little bit long. This game is brought to you in part by D.E. Green Family Chiropractic of Skidway Lake, Teeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview, and Colvin's Heating and Cooling, serving Northeast Michigan. Both free throws are short. Rebound comes out to Hanson, though, for Alcona. And she'll shoot the three. It's a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Cameron Gibson for Whittemore Prescott. They throw it up to Santiago. Then throw it up one more time to Zielinski. Zielinski's shot no good. Rebounded by Lily Bilby. Bilby gets it to Lawyer. Lawyer pushes down the floor. Spin move in the lane, and they're going to call the travel. And so we have 5:58 remaining in our first quarter. It's Alcona 2, Whittemore Prescott yet to get on the board in this district final game. Allie Schmidt brings it up. Goes left side to Gibson. Gibson to Billiter. Billiter down inside, and it's taken away by Charbonneau.
Had the opportunity just a half second too late. Charbonneau, great job of getting back and getting the steal on that one.
Charbonneau has it up top for the Tigers. Goes right side to Lawyer. Lawyer looking to get it inside to Hanson, and does. Hanson goes straight up with it and finishes. Kelsey Hanson gets her second bucket and the second bucket of the game. And so it is 4-0. Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. Schmidt throws. It's tipped away by Bilby. Stolen by Charbonneau, who gets it right back to Bilby. Goes up, finishes the left-handed layup. And a timeout coming for Whittemore Prescott. 5:15 remaining in our first quarter. It's Alcona 6, Whittemore Prescott nothing, as you listen to girls' district final action on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. .5:15 to play in our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by M65 Bait Shop of Whittemore, the Bernard Building Center of Hale and Dog Gray, and the Hale Insurance Agency. Billiter for Whittemore Prescott gets it down low, and a shot put up here and made by Paige Zielinski, and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals are on the board as they break the press, and it's 6-2. Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott in this Division III District 68 Girls Final. Lawyer inside to Bilby, really forced that pass. Bilby able to find it. Gets it to Hanson now at the top of the key. She'll drive. Toss it out to Charbonneau. Open three-point attempt is long. Rebound comes down, though, to Forsythe. Forsythe goes up top. Lawyer, she's got an open three. It's a little bit long as well. This one's rebounded by Schmidt, and a jump ball is going to keep the basketball with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Sage Gauthier will check in for the Alcona Tigers. She'll come in for Karen Charbonneau.
Yeah, Whittemore hasn't really been able to get their offense set yet. It seems like any time they've been breaking the, I think they broke the press probably three different times, and they just go right to the paint, try and get a quick bucket. But breaking the press has been a problem. As they try with those deep passes, Schmidt tries with another deep pass, but overthrows everybody. That ball will go out of bounds, and that'll be a turnover to Alcona.
So 6-2, Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. How many turnovers do you have for Whittemore already?
I got four so far, and I think they've all been in the press.
Yeah, all four. Yeah, right there in that press. We're not even halfway through our first quarter. Whittemore's going to have to clean that up. Lawyer has it at the top of the key for the Alcona Tigers. 4:14 remaining in our first quarter. Foul coming here. That's going to be the second on Paige Zielinski, I think. Nope, it's on 20, so that's on Sarah Santiago, her first, team second. 6-2 again, Alcona over top. Whittemore Prescott, Lawyer looking to inbound. She'll get it into Hansen. Hansen takes a dribble. Step back, mid-range jumper, rims out. Rebound, though, comes down. Fought for and won by Lawyer of Alcona. Lawyer takes it out to the top of the key. She'll dribble now to the right corner. She'll hand it off to Gauthier. Gauthier throws it, and it's picked off by Santiago. Santiago stops. Hand it off to Allie Schmidt. Allie Schmidt, right-handed layup is good, and it's 6-4.
Yeah, great job of getting out in transition and getting ahead of Alcona's transition defense. As there is a foul on the floor, I think they're going to call that on Whittemore's number 12, Billiter.
Kylie Billiter picks up her first foul, team third. And Carmen Deller will check into the contest. Checking out is Kelsey Hansen. 3:45 to play in our first quarter. It's Alcona 6. They scored the first 6 of the ball game, but Whittemore Prescott has scored the last 4. As now it is Anna Lawyer getting a screen from Bilby. Lawyer hands it back off to Bilby. Bilby will pull it out and get it out to Lawyer up top. Lawyer drives right side, goes up, right-handed shot, and good. Anna Lawyer with a little bit of a fadeaway runner in the lane and makes it 8-4 Alcona. Pass here to Zielinski. Zielinski to Billiter. And the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals will set up. It's about the easiest time they've had with that press. That's a good job by them. Left side, Santiago. She picks up her dribble. Goes to Zielinski at the top of the key. Right side, that's Schmidt. She tries the three. It's short. And saved by Santiago and chased down by Zielinski. Zielinski up top to Allie Schmidt. And she'll slow it down and try again. 8-4 Alcona. And this one's taken away by Sage Gauthier, who's going to be fouled by Santiago as Gauthier got in the passing lane. And this will be Alcona basketball.
Compounding turnovers with fouls, that's not something you want to see for the Whittemore head coach. I mean, you're just piling on the problems early. I mean, you're only down by 4. You're not really out of this game. But the 4 committed fouls early in this game could possibly be a problem later on if they try and fight back.
Charbonneau checks in for Forsyth. Lawyer goes left corner to Gauthier. Gauthier fires it into Bilby. Back out to Gauthier. Up top, Lawyer. She'll try the three. Good ball movement, but the ball rims out. Rebound underneath by Charbonneau, and we have a travel as Charbonneau, when she caught it. That was Gauthier who caught it down there in that mess of players, and she fell down when she caught it, so that is a travel and a turnover for the Tigers, and it goes back to the Cardinals. Schmidt throws a deep pass. It's picked off by Carmen Deller. Deller on the run now. She goes in. Left side. Left-handed layup. A lot of contact, but no foul. Shot is missed and rebounded. And this ball thrown in, but able to be rebounded here off the tip by Whittemore Prescott. Billiter gets it right side to Gibson, and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals will reset. Gibson stop and pop a three. It's too long. Rebound comes out. Fought between Deller and Billiter. Billiter wins it. 2 minutes to play in our first quarter. It's 8-4. Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. This Division III district final. And an illegal screen here being set by Paige Zielinski. That'll be her second foul.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take. I know what you're trying to do, but you got to get your feet set. And you got to plan. It's pretty much like a jump stop with your shots. You got to make sure you're firmly playing to the ground before the contact's made. But easy call there for Joe. That'll be another turnover. There for Whittemore.
Tori Zielinski checks in for Paige Zielinski. 8-4 Alcona. They have the basketball. Lawyer gets a screen from Charbonneau. She'll drive right side, hand it off to Hansen inside. They went with the pick and roll, and we have a travel as Hansen dragged her back foot. you just got to shoot that basketball if you're Kelsey Hansen. You're right there at point-blank range.
Yeah, and, I mean, she didn't really have a defender in her face, probably like a slight arm's reach away at that point. Exactly. You'd think as, you know, on the offensive side of the zone, if you're in the lane, be a little bit more aggressive with the ball.
Allie Schmidt goes right side to Gibson. Gibson throws in the middle. It's intercepted by Hansen, who will now take it up the court. Another turnover for the Prescott, Winnemore Prescott Cardinals. No one guards Hansen, and she goes in, and she is fouled. And give that foul to Brielle Wanks.
That's the aggression you want to see. It wasn't there in that last possession, but right there, nobody took the ball. I don't think Winnemore is really prepared for that transition. Everybody sunk near the baseline, and I don't think you realize, you know, Hansen typically the post player, but even if she's coming with the ball, if she's going to go with a head full of steam, she'll take it. She misses the first free throw.
This game is brought to you in part by Miller Feet of Prescott, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Real Estate 1 Northeast of Oscoda and East Hamilton, and Real Estate 1 of Alpena and Hubbard Lake. Second free throw here for Hansen is good. So that makes it 9-4. Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott, 1:18 to play in our first quarter. Hansen leads the Tigers with 5 points scored tonight. Into the lane is Schmidt. Schmidt goes up left hand too strong. Rebound Hansen. Couple of numbers here for Alcona. Way in front is Alcona, but Hansen just drives all the way through. Misses. Charbonneau rebound goes up and finishes. Good right hand finish by Karen Charbonneau, making it 11-4. And it's a 5-0 run now for the Alcona Tigers.
There's those second chance opportunities you're looking for if you're Alcona. They had plenty of those a couple days ago. Probably looking for a few more here to really set the edge early in this game.
Billiter has it up top for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Charbonneau pokes it away. Billiter able to go save it. 34 seconds remaining in our first quarter. 11-4, Alcona over Whittemore Prescott. Schmidt sets a screen for Gibson. Gibson dribbles right, throws it in, intercepted by Hansen. Ball on the ground, though, and it is won by Alcona. Deller now has it for the Tigers. She'll bring it up. 17 seconds left. This one thrown inside, and a layup up and missed by number 12. That is Emma Travis. Ball lay loose on the ground, and we have a stop and a jump ball with 7.6 seconds left. That ball will favor the Alcona Tigers. So the foul discrepancy in this quarter is also rather massive. 6 fouls for Whittemore Prescott. There is yet to be a foul on the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, that's tough to see if you're Whittemore. I mean, you're really just building that hill a little bit higher and higher and higher with every possession. They got to clean a few things up. We'll see if they can do that in this quarter break.
Gauthier is going to turn this one over with 6 seconds left. No, it's tipped away. It was almost tipped away, but she's able to get it off of America's Karen. And so with 4.7 seconds left, Alcona with one more shot at it. Charbonneau will throw it inside. Back out to Charbonneau. 3 right away. No good. Rebound tipped away, and that'll end our first quarter. So at the end of one, it's a game of runs. Alcona, though, takes the lead 11-4 over top of the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Your second quarter on the way as you listen to girls' district final action on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Whittemore Prescott Cardinals with the basketball to start our second quarter. And Allie Schmidt has it, and she turns it over. And Lily Bilby comes away with a steal, gets it to Hansen. Hansen gets it inside. Right-handed shot, no good. Rebounded by Bilby, and she will be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot 2.
That's Bilby with her 5th rebound. And, yeah, I heard the smack up here. That was a pretty hard foul. And that's the, like you were talking during the break, they had 6 in the first quarter. That'll be Whittemore's 7th foul. The second one on 32 Wanks.
Alcona yet to commit a foul. Bilby's first free throw is a little bit long. Girls High School Basketball on 104.7 WKJC is brought to you by Mid-Michigan Health, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Alcona Tool, Lincoln Hardware, and Alpena Community College with campuses in Alpena and Oscoda. Bilby's second free throw is up, and it is long as well. What do you have, 1-for-6 or something like that for Alcona at the line right now?
1-for-6, yep.
Yeah. They have really could have an even bigger lead. It's 11-4 Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. That's America's Karen up at the top of the key. And now she picks up her dribble. She's got nowhere to go. And we have a... Oh, her glasses fell off. So we are okay.
Yeah, it was about to be a travel, but I think they'll give her the benefit of the doubt there.
So Gibson will look to inbound, and they're going to go pass inside to Santiago. Kick back outside Gibson. Gibson back inside to Santiago. Knocked away by Gauthier, and it'll stay here with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
I mean, the defense of Alcona, it's been extremely tight. It doesn't matter where they're trying to pass the ball if you're Whittemore, but, I mean, the defenders on their back reaching through every Whittemore Prescott player trying to get steals as Bilby gets a... Almost got another one.
Yeah, she knocked it down, but it goes down to Allie Schmidt for Whittemore Prescott. Now Bilby knocks it away from Schmidt, and Schmidt just boxes out Bilby to make sure she can't get it as the ball rolls out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. So Gibson will inbound right underneath of us here.
So they send someone to the backcourt, maybe?
Gibson looking inbound. She'll throw it deep to Schmidt and got it. Schmidt drives, stops and pops in the lane, and a foul going to be called here. That looked like a we haven't called a foul on Alcona yet, foul.
Yeah, I mean, probably a slight bump. They're going to give that one to Bilby contesting the shot. That'll be her first of the game, first, like you said, for Alcona.
So that'll send Schmidt to the line to shoot two. She has 2 points so far today. First free throw is up, and it is off to the left. This game is brought to you in part by Chris Mart of Lincoln, the Varesh Funeral Homes in Tama City, Oscoda, Hale, Augre, and Twining, the Lincoln Outdoor Center, and Richie Repair of Harrisville. Schmidt's second free throw. Couple of dribbles, goes up, and it is short. Rebound comes down to Bilby. Only her sixth rebound, so you're saying she's well behind her pace of Wednesday.
Yeah, she's got to pick it up for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, 17 still within reach. Nobody guards Hansen underneath, and Kelsey Hansen gets an easy bucket for the Alcona Tigers. Hansen now has 7 points on the night. She is 7 of the 13 for Alcona. They lead it 13-4.
I guess the third time Alcona has gone transition, and Hansen's been open whether she's had the ball or not.
Ball knocked away by Bilby and stolen by Lawyer for Alcona. Lawyer bringing it down the court. Right-hand dribble. No one stops her. She has it knocked away, though, right off of her. And it'll stay with the Alcona Tigers as Billiter will check back in. She'll check in for number 30, Claire Bluest of the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Lawyer will inbound underneath. She'll hand it right off to Hansen. Hansen, power dribble, left-hand finish.
Great job. Yeah, like you said, with that power dribble, she put the ball down hard, turned real quick with the left hand, and I mean, at that point for Whittemore, that's extremely tough to defend, but great job there. Find the open space inside as Whittemore will turn the ball right over again. That'll be number 11 so far here in this first half, but great job there, Lauren Hansen, down low of creating space for herself and getting a really quick shot, too.
Yeah, she knew exactly what she was going to do. That was great post play. 15-4, Alcona now over top of Whittemore Prescott. 6:06 remaining in our second quarter. Into the lane, Forsyth has her shot blocked, saved by Hansen. Hansen will cross over. She'll drag it back up top. Stops and pops a mid-range jumper. It's short. She gets her own rebound, goes up again. It's short. Rebound is ripped down, and we got to have a jump ball here somewhere. Yes, we do. And that jump ball will favor the Alcona Tigers.
I think with the way that Hansen's been playing here in this first half, Alcona's too worried about those injuries they have, because, I mean, Hansen's been, she's been filling that spot pretty well here tonight.
And this one's passed outside. Lawyer, she's open. She's shooting the three. It's a little bit off. Rebound saved inside and then knocked out of bounds. So we'll give that rebound to Hansen and then punched out of bounds by number 34, Cameron Gibson. And Ashlyn Gordy will check in for Sage Gauthier for the Alcona Tigers. Forsyth looks to inbound underneath. Hand off to Hansen. Left hand, and it is good. Good, just quick offense off the baseline underneath, and it's 17-4.
Just another set play and a quick, she was from like the probably our near elbow to the far post. And, again, going over a screen, but the defender went under the screen, left her wide open.
Pass inside from Gibson is knocked away by Ashlyn Gordy. Whittemore just cannot get anything going right now. After a 4-0 run that got it down to 6-4, it's an 11-0 run for the Alcona Tigers.
I mean, like I said, Alcona defenders have been on the backs and fighting through the backs of Whittemore Prescott. It seems whenever they try and get a pass, they have a little bit too much of a touch on the pass, and that gives Alcona an opportunity to stick a hand in there and really obstruct it.
America's Karen drives in on the right side, no good. Ripped down, but gets her own rebound, and we have a stoppage, and again, America's Karen's glasses fall off.
I got to invest in one of those. Probably get like a string or something maybe to.
She's just saying, you know what? Forget it. I don't need these. Yep, looks like they are broken. So the glasses break. Farrakis Karen stays in the game.
I feel that pain.
Yeah, me too. Allie Schmidt gets the basketball back to Karen. She tries the jumper, and it rims out. That would have been perfect if I got to say it. Looks like she doesn't need them. Man, set up perfectly for me. Dang it. Announcer's dream right there. Couldn't get it to me. That jump ball underneath, though, off the rebound. So it'll stay with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Gibson will look to inbound. And she will go left corner to America's Karen. Karen drives, gets into the lane, goes up right-hand floater. It's good.
Way to turn quick on that. She was able to get to the elbow and found the lane was just wide open. And it was just a quick turn. I mean, it was probably about a half moon and a quick, sharp turn to the left and able to get the easy bucket there.
Left-handed jump shot by Hansen at the foul line is no good, but she is fouled, and so she'll go to the line to shoot two. 17-6, that finally ends an 11-0 run for Alcona as Whittemore Prescott got that last bucket, 4:45 to play in our second quarter. Hansen's first free throw is up, and that one's good. Carmen Deller will check in for Hansen if this free throw goes in. And it does. So Deller will check in for Hansen. That's already 13 points here in the first half for Kelsey Hansen. The rest of her team has a combined 6 from 3 different players. Charbonneau, Lawyer, and Bilby each have 2. Other than that, it's all Kelsey Hansen tonight. Here is Schmidt. She's one of the 3 players who have scored for Whittemore Prescott. Ball knocked away. Gibson will try a 3. It misses everything. It's saved by Santiago, but she can't quite get it all the way back in bounds. And so with 4:32 remaining in our second quarter, it is Alcona 19 and Whittemore Prescott 6. Forsyth brings it up. Kind of a weak full court pressure here for Whittemore Prescott. And they are going to force a turnover there. Billiter with the steal off the pass that tried to get inside to Bilby. Billiter will bring it up. Gets across the timeline. Now goes right side to Karen. America's Karen gets a screen and dump inside to Santiago. Good play, and Santiago's going inside. I love that. Comes up for the screen, fakes it, and instead cuts inside and gets the layup opportunity, and she is fouled and goes to the line to shoot two. That foul is on Anna Lawyer, her first.
Yeah, for Whittemore Prescott, I want to see more cuts to the basket because right there you're going to be creating opportunities for either buckets or some free throw line visits. I felt like they had a couple of opportunities here. She hits the first one. I felt like they had a couple opportunities in the press where they're trying to break the press on the near side, and they had somebody wide open on the far side. But the moment they broke it, they just stayed around the three-point line instead of crashing and making a cut towards the hoop.
Offensive rebound by Cameron Gibson off the free throw miss. Shoots the 3, and it rims out. Rebound by Santiago underneath. Back out to Gibson. Another 3. This one's short. And this one tipped out and rebounded by Santiago. And Santiago will be fouled. I think it's going to be Lawyer who's going to pick up the foul. Yes, it is. That's the second on Anna Lawyer, team third. And Charbonneau will quickly check into the game for her. Lawyer with the 2 different colored shoes today.
Oh.
1 yellow, 1 black.
Like it.
So inbounding underneath again are the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. They're going to go throw it deep to Santiago. He's behind everybody. And a pretty play off the inbound, and it's 19-9. They've cut it to 10.
Nothing you can really do for Deller unless you got some help side along the back, which she didn't. That was a great pass. Nice touch. I know we talked about touch being a problem for Whittemore with their passes here as Alcona gets a really bad pass to Charbonneau at her feet. Unable to handle it, we'll turn it over to Tawas. But, I mean, if you get the touch to get over top of defenders, that's perfectly fine. It's just the touch to your opponent's hands. Those are going to be the passes that Alcona can cut in front of and really obstruct and get in the way.
Right side, that is picked off by Bilby. Billiter tried to get it inside to Santiago. Bilby steals it. She's on the move now, and she'll hand it off to Forsyth. And the Alcona Tigers will get started. It goes left side. Driving into the lane, going up, that is number 32. That's Ashlyn Gordy. Her shot is blocked, rebounded by the Cardinals, but then picked off by Charbonneau. Charbonneau now has it up top. 2-3 zone here being played by the Tigers. By the Cardinals. Gordy goes in, and she's going to have that ball tied up. And the basketball will stay with the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, Alcona getting some good movement, trying to find some open shots, especially along the baseline against this Whittemore zone.
2:49 to play in our second quarter. It's 19-9 as Allie Schmidt knocks this one out of bounds. 2:46 again to play, 19-9, Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. In this Division III District 68 final, winner will play at Joburg on Monday. Deller will drive, kick outside, that's Gordy. Gordy dump inside to Bilby. Bilby rips it away back to Gordy. Pump fake. She goes in, has that one blocked by America's Karen. Karen dribbles with it up the court, dribbles through the Alcona defense, and now we'll go right side. Gibson, open three, and that one rims out as well. And this one's knocked out of bounds by Santiago, and so it'll stay with the Alcona Tigers off of Forsyth's rebound.
Well, those are tough ones. Whittemore hasn't been able to hit a three yet today. They've had a couple that have rimmed out. That one was probably one of the closer ones we've seen about halfway down before it spins right out of the rim. Those are tough shots to see from a team down 10.
Gordy, good pass to Bilby, but Bilby can't finish. Open underneath. Rebound ripped away by Allie Schmidt. Allie Schmidt now brings it up court, has it knocked away by Karen Charbonneau, and the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals will inbound underneath.
That's the Alcona transition defense we were talking about during pregame. Even if they lose the ball, whether it be off a turnover, whether it be off a rebound, their defense gets back quick. It's not so much getting in front of the ball, but impacting the ball. And that was a great job there from Charbonneau, getting the poke from behind.
Hansen and Gauthier check back in. Bilby and Gordy check out for the Tigers. Allie Schmidt can't hang on to it as it's thrown a little bit over her head, and that's another turnover for the Cardinals. 19-9, Alcona over top of the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals in this district final. Forsyth brings it up. 2 minutes remaining in our first half. 2-3 zone again here being played by the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Forsyth picks up her dribble, goes left side to Gauthier into the lane. That's Hansen. She has it poked away. Now they go into the corner for Gauthier. Back up top, Hansen. She pump fakes the three. She'll drive to the corner. Outside, Deller. Deller for three, and it's short. Rebound inside by Hansen. Ripped away by Kylie Billiter, and Billiter of the Cardinals will bring it up. Gets it off to America's Karen. Karen goes right side to Gibson. Cameron Gibson going to get a screen from Santiago, who drives to the bucket off the screen. Good pick and roll. And that play has seemed to work with Sarah Santiago cutting to the bucket. She has 5 of Whittemore's 11, and it's 19-11. Whittemore Prescott continues to hang around. 1:05 remaining in our first half. Left side, it's Gauthier up top to Forsyth. She'll hand it off to Charbonneau. Charbonneau back right side to Forsyth. They want to get it inside. Forsyth goes cross court to Gauthier. Deep two, no good. Rebound down to Billiter. 45 seconds remaining in our first half. America's Karen brings it up. Goes right side to Cameron Gibson. She's well behind the three-point line to set it up. Santiago comes for the screen. Now Schmidt will set the screen. Gibson still looking for somewhere to go. Tries to get it off to Schmidt. It's taken away by Deller. 30 seconds left in the first half. Deller will bring it across the timeline. She'll go right corner to Gauthier. Back up top to Deller. Deller drives, loses the basketball, and it'll go out of bounds. He'll say off of Whittemore Prescott.
Huge defensive possession, I think, more so for defensively for Whittemore. I mean, if you can keep this under 10 possession or a 10-point game going into halftime, make some adjustments, I think it'll be huge as we have 15 seconds left in this half.
And a foul going to be picked up by Allie Schmidt. That'll be Schmidt's first foul, but it will send Carmen Deller to the line on the block. She'll shoot the 1-1, ninth team foul of the half on the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. It's 19-11, Alcona over the top of Whittemore Prescott. Deller at the line, shooting her first free throw, and it's short. And they're going to say that didn't hit the rim. I thought it clipped front rim, but I guess it didn't. So either way, it will go back to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
All right, you got 14 seconds left. Just get across the timeline safely and try to look for a clean shot.
Yeah, if you can cut this down to two possessions, if you can get a one shot, make this a six-point game at the half. 7 seconds left. They go right side. That's Santiago. 3 seconds. Schmidt up top. She's going to have to shoot it. It's America's Karen. No one shot it. And so that'll end our first half with didn't quite see the clock there. So at the end of our first half, it's Alcona 19, Whittemore Prescott 11, as you listen to Girls District Final Action on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Just about ready to start our second half of basketball action. It's the Alcona Tigers leading the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals 19-11 in this Division III District 68 Girls Final. Quick run through the scoring in the first half. Let's start with the leading Alcona Tigers. It was Kelsey Hansen with 13, and then Karen Charbonneau, Anna Lawyer, and Lily Bilby each had 2. That adds up to their 19. As for Whittemore Prescott, Sarah Santiago had 5. Allie Schmidt, America's Karen, and Paige Zielinski each had 2 to get them to 11. The Cardinals start with the basketball, as they are technically the home team tonight. They trail 19-11 as we start our third quarter. Right side, it's Billiter. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Instead, Charbonneau just ties it up and ends up taking the basketball as the possession arrow pointed towards the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, Billiter looking for a pass. There wasn't really anything given to her, but Charbonneau with her eyes just focused right on the ball. The moment she saw an opportunity, she lunged for it. And well, that tie-up will give it right to Alcona.
Step back three here by Lawyer is short. She didn't have anywhere to go with it, and now Bilby and Billiter are tied up, and it'll be another jump ball, this time back to Whittemore Prescott. I've never seen more jump balls than we've seen tonight.
No, nah, usually it's, those lead to fouls, but no, these both teams, they haven't really been reaching so much. They've been very aggressive towards the ball. Here is, as I say that, Bilby goes for a reach.
There you go. And, get the reach.
And she gets what I believe is, what, her second foul of the game?
You would be correct.
Scoreboard says first.
It is not. It is definitely her second. But it's all right. Well, I guess they're the official ones. They're going to have this one more right than I am. Is Anna Lawyer, Allie Schmidt can't save this one as it goes out of bounds. Again, another ball thrown over the head of Allie Schmidt. And so it's 19-11. Alcona over Whittemore Prescott, 7:16 to play. Carolyn Forsyth brings the ball up for the Alcona Tigers. A two-high post set for the Tigers. Forsyth trapped. Nowhere to go. Clears some space and gets it to Anna Lawyer up top. Lawyer dribbles with her left hand over to the wing. Waits for Forsyth to cut through. She does. No one cuts for Forsyth, so she just drives and shoots. No good. Rebound Bilby. She goes up, can't finish. Rebound Hansen. Oh, it's going to come out of Hansen's hands.
That's one thing if you're Whittemore Prescott. Not sure who that was. I think that was Santiago down low. Or no, I'm sorry, that was number 34. That was Gibson down low. She came out closing out on the corner three, but the moment she realized it wasn't a three, she turned her back. You never want to turn your back on the ball. Otherwise, that ball is going to follow you every time.
Gibson trapped there by Alcona, and she just throws it off the foot of Carolyn Forsyth. A lot of reaching going on there. They were lucky to not pick up a foul. Were the Tigers. Gibson looking to inbound, again struggling with where to go with it, gets it to Santiago, and Santiago can't quite handle it, had one arm on Charbonneau and the other arm trying to catch it, so couldn't hang on, and so it'll go, wow, never mind, they're going to say off Alcona.
I
was about to say a turnover, but never mind.
That's what I thought too. Looked like Charbonneau possibly got a finger on it.
All right, good, glad you saw it too. And this one intercepted by Bilby right off of it. She read the pass. Goes deep to Lawyer. Lawyer into the lane. Left hand and finish.
See, a lot of these turnovers Alcona's been getting, they've been jumping pass lanes, but they're predicting the pass. I feel like they have an idea where Whittemore wants to go. Here's they just about force another turnover, but it's going to be a foul instead. They'll give that one to Lawyer.
That'll be her third.
Yeah, Alcona's been doing a great job, like I said, predicting passes, getting in those passing lanes. They've been reaching incredibly well, getting those outstretched arms out, especially if Whittemore gets a bit of air on their passes.
Schmidt gets it off the inbound. She drives left side, goes up, and got it with the foul. off the left-hand block. Schmidt able to throw one up and make it 21-13.
One of the more positive notes here for Whittemore tonight, but another inbounds pass that could have gone the other way. I want to see a little bit more movement, possibly, you know, maybe some sets where all five players are near the ball, a couple spread out a little bit, but have a couple options near the ball, because those Schmidt completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Because those deep passes, those, you know, 10-15-foot passes have not been working for Whittemore. I'm looking for more quick, for sure passes for the Cardinals to keep this offense going.
Lawyer dumps it inside to Hanson, who goes to a cutting Bilby, who's going to be fouled as she was undercut, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And while she does that, we'll let you know this game is brought to you in part by Dockside Marine of Glennie, Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union, Gothier Heating and Cooling of Spruce, and Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. Bilby's first free throw is a little bit off to the left. 6 minutes to play in our third quarter. It's Alcona 21, Whittemore Prescott 14. I'm Brad Allen alongside Andy Beebe. Glad you're here with us for this girls' Division III District 68 final. Winner will play St. Ignace on Monday as Bilby knocks home the second free throw. As St. Ignace topped Joburg today 53-38. So the winner will get St. Ignace on Monday. That'll be in Johannesburg. Dump inside and thrown away as Paige Zielinski tried to get it down to Brielle Wanks and just threw it out in front of her. Had Wanks. She was open, but...
Yeah, the pass was there. Just went off of Wanks' hands. I'm not sure if it kind of caught her off guard, possibly. And he did have some pressure from Charbonneau crashing down, but that's one that you kind of expect Wanks to corral and get some points here is Bilby on the other end. Well, she's right there on the low block. They talked about Bilby possibly playing a little bit more low block post position. She did a great job receiving and getting the bucket there.
Yeah, good bounce pass by Lawyer leads to a left-handed layup as Gibson tries a three. No good. Rebound by Hanson. She's just going to take it herself. It's 1-on-3, and so she'll just stop. Now she's going to go again and realize that she has no numbers, and she will get a screen from Lawyer, get it back to Anna Lawyer, and she'll move down to her post spot. Forsyth gets the basketball. The Tigers will reset. It's 24-14 Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott. 5 minutes remaining. Forsyth drives, shoots the floater, and knocks it down. And Carolyn Forsyth gets her first bucket of the night, making it a 12-point game as it's 26-14. Inside Zielinski. Zielinski bounce pass inside to Wanks is knocked away off the hand of Lawyer, who looks like she may have jammed her hand a little bit as she hugs it to her stomach.
Wonder if she's also reacting to that call. I'm not sure she's really happy with that. I mean, it is a slight body bump.
Oh, they gave her a foul. I did not know they gave her a foul. All right. That is what she was complaining about, is that's her fourth foul. This is why you pay attention, man. This, you know, I just following the ball. This one knocked away off of Alcona. Stay with Whittemore Prescott. Gothier will check in for Lawyer. He's got four fouls now. Only one foul in this half so far, but Whittemore Prescott, we flipped it around.
Yeah.
26-14.
Take advantage.
Sorry about that. No. Back up top, Allie Schmidt. She'll try a three. Knock it down. And the first three-pointer in the game goes to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. As Allie Schmidt makes it 26-17. Back to nine. Dump inside. Bilby, what a pass by Forsyth. Counted in the foul.
That's numerous times I've seen Bilby there on that low block. And it doesn't matter where that ball is coming from. But that was a great job there of having the defender on your back and really giving your teammate a wide target there on the low block. But I think that was Lawyer driving the baseline and giving Bilby a great opportunity down low.
Bilby misses the free throw. It's rebounded by Zielinski. Paige Zielinski. Make sure I get the first name in there because there are two.
Thank you.
Right side, that's Cameron Gibson. Hand down to Paige Zielinski. Back up top to Cameron Gibson. 4 minutes to play in our third quarter. And Gibson and Zielinski just keep on passing it back and forth. Zielinski being guarded by Hanson, who's doing a great job. Kick out to Gibson. They have not swung the ball at all. Now they do to America's Karen. Karen up top to Schmidt. She'll try the three. It's a little long. Rebound, though, inside by Zielinski. Goes up, blocked by Hanson. Ball bounces on the ground, and it will be off of Hanson, and it'll stay with the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. 3:45 to play in our third quarter. It's Alcona 28, Whittemore Prescott 17. Cameron Gibson gets it to America's Karen up top. And this one's intercepted by Bilby. Bilby on the run. It's just her versus Schmidt. She goes up left hand, got it with the foul.
Great job of coming in transition. She knew that Schmidt was in her way, and that Whittemore defense was catching up. But great job of keeping her chin up to the rim, fouling through the contact. You know the contact's coming, but great body control there from Bilby, fighting through that contact, getting the bucket, and we'll see if she can earn her third point this play at the stripe.
Deller checks in for Hansen, and also Emma Travis will check in for Forsyth. 30-17, and Lily Bilby will try to make it 31. And she does. Give her 10 points on the night now. How many rebounds she got? She's got to be getting close to double-double then.
She's got 7.
She's got a good shot at it.
That sure does.
Right side Gibson. She will move to the left, drive a little bit, shoot the mid-range jumper, blocked by Travis, rebounded by Charbonneau. Crossover, and she'll get across the timeline. Goes right side to Emma Travis. Pump fake. Gets it inside to Deller. Ball knocked around and taken away by Allie Schmidt. Schmidt goes down the sideline. She'll stop in. She will travel with it. Drag that back foot. 31-17, our score. 3:06 to play in the third quarter.
Just moving a little bit too fast with the ball. Unsure what she wants to do before she stops. And that momentum will carry you. That's very difficult to keep that from a turnover.
Up top, it's Emma Travis. She gets a screen on the zone. She'll dribble to the left corner, back outside Charbonneau. She'll try the three, knock it down. Karen Charbonneau gets her first three and Alcona's first three of the night. Each team has one now. 34-17. Alcona's doubling up Whittemore Prescott here in this district final. Left side, that's Gibson. Gibson tries another three. It's long. Off the glass and rebounded by Deller. Deller saves it, and she got it off of Gibson as it went out of bounds. Santiago will check back in. .231 remaining in our third quarter. Travis will bring it up for the Alcona Tigers. And as it knocked away, she'll go get it, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Not sure she needed to go get that.
I was just thinking the same thing. I wonder if it's maybe she possibly felt the ball go off her fingers, but typically on those pokeaways, that's one you don't have to worry about. You just let it go out of bounds, and you retain possession.
America's Karen has it up top for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. Still dribbling up top, and this one's knocked away by Deller and stolen by Deller. Deller into the lane, goes up, left-handed layup, it's good. And Carmen Deller gets into the scoring column for the first time tonight. Makes it 36-17. 2 minutes remaining in our third quarter. Alcona having a fantastic third quarter, and an offensive foul going to be coming here on Santiago.
Are they sending it the other way?
Yeah, they are. Yep. Joe Cano gives the foul to Santiago. The screen. That is her
fourth.
I only have her for three, but I guess I'm wrong. Already.
But, I mean, I think that's probably the third or fourth foul we've seen on screen so far here for Whittemore tonight, though. That's been a problem on offense.
They're a forceful screening team right now, that's for sure. Charbonneau has it up top for the Tigers. Chance to put them up by 20 points or more. Inside to Deller. Good feed pass, but it's knocked away off the hands of Billiter. And so it'll stay with the Alcona Tigers. Hansen will check back in. Checking out is Carmen Deller. 1:43 to play in our third quarter. Charbonneau will get it back as she shoots the three from the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Gibson. Gibson gets it across half court. Gets to the top of the key. Screen from McCarron. Shot no good off the three. Rebound inside by Bilby. Then the possession arrow will give it to the Alcona Tigers off the jump ball.
Want to see Whittemore's offense spread out a bit more when they get set. It seems like you got the ball carrier outside of the three-point line. Everybody else is inside. You got a couple people in the paint or around the paint, and everybody else is inside the three-point line. I want to see them spread out Alcona's defense quite a bit more, see how far out you can get. As it looks like we're going to have an offensive foul against Alcona, possibly a push.
Bilby with the hold. So that'll be her fourth. She cleared space with her arm, and so they're going to take her out of the game. That's her fourth foul. And so it'll be Forsythe coming in for Bilby, as Lawyer and Bilby each have four fouls tonight for the Alcona Tigers. They lead it 36-17, though, in the final minute and 10 seconds of our third quarter. Winner of tonight will play St. Ignace on Monday up in Johannesburg. Lewiston, you'll hear that game right here on 104.7 WKJC. This ball knocked away. And it'll stay with Whittemore Prescott. Good hands there by Emma Travis. Cameron Gibson inbounds from right next to the scorer's table. Goes up top to Allie Schmidt. 55 seconds to play in our third quarter, 36-17. Schmidt clears some space, and they're going to pick up a foul on Forsythe, getting a little bit too far in the cylinder there on Schmidt.
Yeah, I think both players were fighting. I think thought that was just a play on. But they'll tack another foul for Alcona.
Team sixth. Gibson looking inbound, trying to find somewhere. Gets it to America's Karen, who rips it away from the Alcona defender. Karen drives right side. Euro step in the lane and can't finish it. And so here comes Kelsey Hansen. She got the rebound. She just pushes right down the floor. Good pass to Gauthier, who finishes. Good job getting the defense to commit to her and hands it off to Sage Gauthier, who gets in the scoring column, making it 38-17. Alcona out by 21. Left hand, Schmidt goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Gauthier. Gauthier gets it up court to Travis, who can't quite finish. Rebound inside and a foul coming in. Ashlyn Gordy will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, and that last transition play with Hansen, that was a great job, a great unselfish play. Like you said, keeping her head up and watching and reading the defense. Gauthier just sitting on the low block there in transition, just patiently waiting. No Cardinal was on her. And that left her wide open for that bucket. Great spot there from Hansen.
At the line to shoot two is Ashlyn Gordy. She looks to get into the scoring column. First free throw is short. While she shoots the second one, we let you know this game brought to you in part by the Lunchbox of Curran. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Lincoln. Aubin Brothers Collision of Ossineek. Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake. Second free throw is up, and it is short as well. And tipped around and won by Billiter. So here come the Cardinals. 8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Allie Schmidt will bring it up now. She goes left side to Gibson. She takes a look at the clock. Now she's stuck. 2 seconds. Schmidt has to launch it. Gets it up at the buzzer. It's a little long. So at the end of three quarters, it is Alcona 38, Whittemore Prescott 17. Fourth quarter coming up of this girls' Division III district final on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona over top of the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals as we start our fourth quarter of play. The Cardinals have the basketball. It's Billiter at the elbow. Dribbles around, hands it off to Gibson. She'll drive left side, has nothing going. Gets it inside to Billiter. Turn, right-hand shot, and a foul here is coming. And I believe that's Emma Travis.
Yeah, I think that was Travis coming down on the trying to get a block on that shot. Great job, though, from Billiter. At least creating some space down low to kind of make that pass a little bit easier into the block. But couldn't convert, but she'll try to get a couple free throw attempts here.
Builder's first one is off. Let you know this game brought to you by Country Cone and Fudge Shop of Harrisville, Kohl's Appliance of Tawa City and Lincoln, and the Alpena News. Second free throw by Builder, short as well. Free throw shooting has not been great in this game by either side. Travis brings it up. Off the rebound, goes inside to Gordy, no good. Rebound ripped away by Emma Travis. 38-17 Alcona, goes to Gordy. Gordy to Gauthier. Gauthier inside, and she'll be fouled by Billiter. That will be Billiter's second foul. 7:20 to play in our fourth quarter. inbounding underneath after the sixth team foul by Whittemore Prescott are the Alcona Tigers. Up top to Gordy. She'll drive in the lane, shoot the mid-range jumper, no good. And it goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals.
I'll see how they're going to be able to get a spark here on Whittemore's side. I mean, they'll get an offensive possession right here. Especially with Bilby on the bench, too. We'll see if they can attack a little bit more and be a little bit more aggressive.
Gibson for three. It's short. She can't seem to find one. Allie Schmidt gets the rebound. Goes out to America's Karen. She pump fakes, drives inside, goes up right-handed, shot off the backboard, no good. Tipped around and out of bounds off of America's Karen, and it will go to the Alcona Tigers. Stoppage as Paige Zielinski fixes her shoe. And with that, that's going to give Lily Bilby time to get in with her four fouls. She'll check in for Ashlyn Gordy. And here come the Alcona Tigers. 7 minutes to play in this contest. Winner to take on St. Ignace on Monday. Inside to Hansen. Hansen right hand, no good. Ball tipped around, rebounded by Bilby. She goes up, no good. Rebound by Hansen by Alcona. And she'll go cross court. Mid-range jumper by Travis, no good. And rebound fought for, and it'll be won by Billiter of Whittemore Prescott. 38-17, our score. And here come the Cardinals as Allie Schmidt goes up left side. No good. Rebound comes down to Bilby. And Bilby will hand this one off to Emma Travis, who'll bring it up the court. Left side, Gauthier. Gauthier behind the defense goes up right hand. No good. Rebound to Hansen as it knocked away, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's Hansen's ninth rebound.
No, she is well over 10 points. Sorry about that. Yep. She's still at 13. So you got that's Bilby's ninth rebound too, isn't it?
I have eight for Bilby.
Eight for Bilby. So yep. Got two players close to a double-double for Alcona. Hansen's first free throw is up, and it's good. Gets the friendly bounce. It's her fourth free throw make of the night.
She has four of the six.
Lily Bilby is the other two.
No, look at that.
Makes it 39-17. Chance to make it 40-17. And she does. That gives her 15 points on the night, Kelsey Hansen. Allie Schmidt brings it up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. And she'll be fouled by Forsythe. Just a little too much contact there by Carolyn Forsythe. And that'll be a 1-1 situation now for Allie Schmidt.
Yeah, Whittemore trying to create something, but it just hasn't been going. I mean, that last possession, America's Karen had a drive, but the ball just it would not fall as Schmidt misses the front end of that, or misses off the front of that free throw. And commits a foul on the other end, too.
Emma Travis got the rebound, tossed it up to Carolyn Forsythe, who is able to drive into Schmidt, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Carolyn Forsythe, 2 points so far in the night. And we have a whistle and a stoppage. And are they checking how many fouls that is?
They're checking them. I don't believe she is. That's probably only three for her. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Not sure what there's a problem at the scorer's table. Now the officials are chatting about it. And 15 is the one who had the foul. 15, they just didn't know who got the foul.
Oh, I thought that was clear as day. I thought Schmidt was the only one near the ball. But
I guess maybe they didn't tell him. I guess we could have told him, but
yeah, right.
They yelled 15. Forsythe's first free throw, a little bit long. Thank you to Tony Premer back at the radio station. Always appreciate you, man, keeping us sounding good. Second free throw is good by Carolyn Forsythe. And that makes it 41-17. Schmidt will bring it up for the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals. They've only scored 6 points in this half as Gibson shoots a long three, rebounded by Charbonneau that fell short. And Charbonneau will bring it up the court. And a foul here coming on America's Karen, who I think fouled her probably a good 2-3 times down the court, but that'll send Charbonneau on the line shooting 1-1.
Just going to say the same thing. I was waiting for the whistle about 3 or 4 times. That you saw a reach there from Karen, but Wait until he got over half court, and then they'll call it.
First free throw up and good for Karen Charbonneau. It's her first free throw make of the day. She now has one free throw, 1-2, and 1-3 on the night. And now two free throws as she knocks that one down as well. And so it's now 43-17. Alcona has really broken this one open in this second half. As Schmidt has it up top for the Cardinals. To America's Karen. Karen stops and jump shot at the lane. And she will make it. So America's Karen gets her second bucket of the night, making it 43-19. First points of the fourth quarter there for Whittemore Prescott. Here's Charbonneau. She'll try a three. It's a little bit long. Rebound by Bilby. She goes up, can't finish. Rebound by Bilby again, and she goes up and can't finish again. So that's going to give Lily Bilby a double-double, as she now has 10 points and 10 rebounds. Cross to Allie Schmidt. Schmidt goes underneath, and she'll throw up the reverse layup. No good. Nope, she's going to get the travel. I thought there was going to be a foul, but they're going to say she took three steps. As Anna Lawyer will check in for Karen Charbonneau here. Oh, she checks in for Forsythe, and checking in for Charbonneau is number 25, Delaney Forsythe. Here comes Emma Travis. 4:44 remaining in our fourth quarter. 43-19 our score. Anna Lawyer dump inside to Hansen. Hansen outside Travis. Mid-range jumper is off to the right. Ball caroms all the way out to half court where America's Karen gets it. She'll drive into the lane. Go up right hand. Can't finish. But she'll get the foul call, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. We'll see who that foul is on.
Yeah, and we'll see because Bilby was in the area.
That's 10, so that'll be Bilby. That'll be her fifth foul. And so Lily Bilby out of the game. But she got her double-double before she checks out with the 10 points and the 10 rebounds.
That she did. She did have a pretty great game. Not the 17 boards from the other day, but the...
No, she only matched her first quarter output of Wednesday.
Yep, I'm sure the coach is still very happy with the performance that she's had tonight. A lot of turnovers for her. She was in the face of a lot of ball carriers here tonight.
Karen's first free throw is up and no good. And so now she'll shoot the second one. Yeah, that was just a random whistle, I guess. Wasn't sure. Karen's second free throw is up and good.
I think there might have been a lane violation.
Lane violation, yep. On it, yep. So that free throw didn't count. So, yep, she is shooting a third one after the first free throw had a lane violation. Second free throw up, and it is no good. Rebound Santiago throws it up, no good. Rebound Hansen. And so now Kelsey Hansen has a double-double. That's her 10th rebound. On those fantastic, she turns it over to Paige Zielinski. Those fantastic rebound stats brought to you by Andy Beebe. I bring a lot of the action. That's because Andy's looking down most of the time, making tally marks. Gibson for three, it's short. Saved and grabbed by Billiter outside to Schmidt. Up top to Gibson, and she can't handle it, and ripped away by Anna Lawyer. Anna Lawyer's it poked away by Allie Schmidt, and now she'll force it out to Kelsey Hansen. Again, Kelsey Hansen, Lily Bilby, each with double-doubles in tonight's game. 10 points and 10 rebounds as it's 15 points and 10 rebounds for Kelsey Hansen. Anna Lawyer has it up top for the Alcona Tigers as they lead this game 43-20. Lawyer inside to Hansen. Hansen outside to Travis. Emma Travis goes right side. That's Delaney Forsythe. Up top to Emma Travis. Left side Lawyer. She'll try the three. A little short. And it's going to be grabbed by Hansen. Hansen back out to Lawyer. And Lawyer out to Travis. Travis pump fake. Now she'll sidestep for the three. No good. Rebound punched around. And we have a foul underneath on Alcona. The bench was about to go nuts if that three went in as Emma Travis sidestepped and shot it. And that free throw is going on number 22. That is Ariana Rialis, the foreign exchange student from Italy, we were told. Yeah. Getting herself in the scoring column, or the scorebook at least. Maybe not the way she wants to, but with a foul. But
oh, we got 3:14 left to turn that around.
That's right. First free throw here by Santiago is no good. As Gauthier will check in for Emma Travis. Again, 43-20, our score. Alcona over top of Whittemore Prescott, 3:14 to play in our contest. Here in this district final, Santiago's second free throw is good. Santiago now with 6 points on the night. Lawyer will bring it up for the Alcona Tigers. 43-21 now the score. Right side, that's Gauthier. Gauthier inside to Hansen. Goes up right hand, no good. Rebound comes down to Cameron Gibson. Actually, it was Reales who shot that ball. Gibson for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Reales. Reales gets it off to Lawyer. Lawyer head up, gets down the court. She stops. Pops outside to Gauthier. Gauthier inside to Reales, who wasn't ready for it, and it gets taken away by America's Karen. Karen goes right side, working on Delaney Forsythe, who stops the basketball. Back outside, Gibson. Gibson stops, back to Karen. America's Karen inside Santiago, turns up and under move, but can't finish. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Hansen, 2:25 to play. Here comes Anna Lawyer. Lawyer right into the lane, right hand, got it with the foul. No, it rims out.
Yeah, it's tough on that last possession there for Alcona. Reales had great position there on the block. And it's something that Lawyer's been seeing consistently. We saw it a lot in the Tawas game. Her passes down low are bullets. Absolute bullets. We were talking about that a couple days ago. And that one for Reales definitely caught her off guard. Glad she had her hands up. Cause,
yeah, that could have been bad, yeah. First free throw by Lawyer is good. Give Anna Lawyer 5 points tonight. I believe she was the leading scorer the other night, so for the Tigers. So letting the teammates do a lot of the work tonight. So Lawyer hasn't knocked down a three tonight. She knocked down a few of them on Wednesday. Second free throw, no good. Ball tipped around and rebounded by Paige Delinsky. Whittemore Prescott, Allie Schmidt brings it up. 2:14 to play. It's 44-21. And that is Tori Zielinski with the basketball. Passes it back to Allie Schmidt outside to Billiter. Billiter runs around the outside, gets a screen from Zielinski, throws it up as she was losing it, but they're going to say no, and she traveled, took a couple of hops. And checking into the game for Anna Lawyer is number 32. That is Ashlyn Gordy. Ashlyn Gordy has some really long hair. It covers up her number on the back.
Yeah.
Even in a ponytail, it's covering up her number. Makes it tough for the broadcaster. As Sage Gauthier has it up top for the Alcona Tigers. Gets it inside to Deller. Comes down to Delaney Forsythe. Goes up right hand, no good. Rebound inside and finished. Believe that was by Gordy.
Think so.
Yep, Ashlyn Gordy got the rebound, and she gets into the scoring column tonight. It makes it 46-21. 90 seconds remaining in this district final. And this one's knocked out of bounds by Gordy. It'll stay with the Alcona Tigers.
Whittemore just hadn't been really confident too much on offense. Alcona's been tough on defense right from the start, and they just haven't really allowed Whittemore to get a flow going here as they turn the ball over again.
Ashlyn Gordy dribbles with it but has it poked out of bounds by Billiter. Minute and 21 seconds left as Alcona will finish off this district title. I'll be breaking a snap of this district of Oscoda winning the last three of them. Oscoda not at this district due to COVID-19, but Alcona going to reap that benefit as they look to claim their first district title in a while, as this is going to be a shot up and missed by Gauthier. And rebounded comes down to Reales, who kicks it out to Gordy, who puts up a shot and scores. Ashlyn Gordy makes it 48-21. Allie Schmidt brings it up. She'll drive left side. Go up left hand over Deller. It's no good. Rebound inside by Wanks. No good. Rebounded by Billiter. 40 seconds inside to Wanks. And Wanks will be fouled by Deller.
Yeah, just a simple reach into the paint. I mean, Whittemore is continuing to try, and they're continuing to fight. Trying to find some sort of positive tonight. As, you know, we were talking during pregame, it's the only way to go is up from here for Whittemore for this basketball program. And I mean, only a couple of seniors on this team. Here is Wanks hits her first free throw. She'll
make
get
a turn
second
to the scoring column. It's always good to add more names to the scoring column. Wanks' second free throw good as well. get to say your name on the radio more. Gauthier brings it up. Final 35 seconds of tonight's game. And Gauthier will be fouled by Schmidt. A little bit of a blocking foul. They'll send Gauthier to the line to shoot two.
Place that Alcona has been very, very familiar with tonight. After these two free throws, that's 24 attempts I have on my sheet.
And as she misses the first, not a great percentage.
I have 11. 11 makes.
I have 11 as well.
Yep.
Second free throw is good, though. Make that 12 as Sage Gauthier knocks home her first free throw of the night. And so now it'll be going. That is Billiter turning it over to Rialis. Rialis gets it off to Delaney Forsythe. Forsythe has it taken away, though, and nope, here it comes back to Ashlyn Gordy. Final 10 seconds of today's contest. Goes right side to Gauthier, and the coach is just saying, hey, just back out, and that is it. And it is a district championship for the Alcona Tigers as they take this one by a score 49-23. Some hardware to put into their school as the Alcona Tigers are the Division III District 68 champions.